Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, I think, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Don't even think we wouldn't just go for it again tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, 70 minutes, shortly after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. The list is looking good. Very happy about this. Let's see here. What else is going on? We don't have anything scheduled coming up. Once again, we're down to nothing scheduled in our future other than the radio obituary retrospective and its accompanying poll. But that is so far away. But it'll be here in a second. So, you know, our crack research team ought to just go ahead and start prepping for that immediately. Because I know how it goes. I've been doing this for a long time, you know. A long time indeed. And in all this time. Well, first of all, let me say I was going to do a free association show tonight. But then when I realized that some of the people who were not able to participate in last week's because they got shut out, they weren't going to be listening tonight anyway. So I said, well, I can't do that to them again. That would just be rude. Rude, I tell you. And I'm not rude. I'm nothing if I'm not rude. 99% of the time. So that's not happening tonight. But I'm doing something tonight that in 31 years? Yeah, 31 years. In the 32nd year of the show. Yes, this would be the 32nd opportunity upon which I have had the choice to make here. I've never done a Kentucky Derby show. Yes, I know. I'm from Kentucky. One might think that perhaps I would have done that. But I have not. And I wouldn't have even thought of doing it if someone else had not suggested that I do it. I was like, But it's okay. I don't feel like that anymore. That was this morning. This is now. So why don't we just go ahead and do this right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Every day about sunset, in comes the king of roulette. He cashes great big stacks every time that he bets. But last night, feeling extra fine, he put the whole mess down on red. It came up 00, his luck has just run dead.
There's no sea you can't be wrong, ain't a ship that can't be long, ain't no horse that can't be wrong.
Said to Melvin, you never gonna get that girl. She's too high class, she's beautiful, she's a woman of the world. Then Melvin learned to dance, and that gal, she gave him a wink. Then Melvin turned to Eldon, he said, I'll tell you just what I think.
There's no sea you can't be crossed, ain't a ship that can't be lost, ain't no horse that can't be rode, ain't no man that can't be thrown.
themselves a great big tower. You know, they never got to heaven. You know, something, it went wrong. Check it out, you can still hear them Babylon. Babylon. Babylon.
And you kill it, you put it in a skillet, you fry it up nice and brown. That's southern cooking, and it sure is fine. That don't mean a lot when you look on the map, but I wasn't studying no geography when I was sitting on my mammy's lap. You take a K and an E, N and a T, a U and a C, K, Y, that spells Kentucky. But it means paradise. and a E, N and a T, a U and a C, K, Y, that spells Kentucky, but it means paradise. You take a chicken and you kill it, you put it in a skillet, you fry it up nice and brown, that's southern cooking, and it sure is fine. Now it don't mean a lot when you look on the map, but I wasn't studying no geography when I was sitting on my mammy's lap. You take a K and an E, N and a T, a U and a C, K, Y, that spells Kentucky, but it means paradise.
H.
Nation,
wrap me up.
My smoke, this will be easy money. First horse I picked was Bong. They must have named him wrong. He never heard the bell, that not hit dummy. Oh, the couple next to me, so short they couldn't see. They thought they heard me say, it's easy money. She leaned to Sam and said, he seems to bet our way. Sam thought she said to bet on pleasing honey. Guess you know who won. That doggone long shot horse, pleasing honey. And now I'm good and sore. Just got $2 more. I must have bet for fun, the way those nags run. Oh, she whispered low to Sam, let's stick close to this ham. Sam thinks she said to bet on blue prosperity. That made a wreck of me. The luck those folks got free. And me to take the prize is big dumb bunny. That horse came riding in, paid $80 to win. And I'm the dope that hope for easy money. Broke again.
Well, I've got a gal, she rides me night and day. what I tell you, everything will work out real fine. All right, plants and gallop. That's it. You're galloping good. All right, now when I tell you to hold it, don't move a muscle. When I say steady, just keep that pose. That's keeping, that's right. Then I want you to make a left turn. And after that left turn, do the pony shuffle. Steady now. Left turn. That's it. All right. Pony shuffle.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're having a lovely time tonight, as we usually do together. You and me. You, the listener. You. You. So many of you hanging about over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. It's lovely to see you all, of course. You're so much fun to hang around with. I can't even stand it. Why do you think I keep coming back? Did you know that there's something very dangerous in your home? Be careful. It could be hiding in a closet, waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. It's the ladder. Using it might seem easy. Misusing it, though, is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do yourself. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. Okay. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. So much more silliness yet to go. Then we get to the radio obituaries, and it's just a fun time all around here because it's what we do. We've got Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites in tonight's show. I feel like we might even have a classic here or there. I don't know. Does it really matter? I don't think it does, because we have Pete LeBon right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I make love to you, I will turn into a horse. Sparks will fly from my nostrils, and you will experience the unlimited sexual fury of erotica. I can bait a hook and catch you a fish from the deep blue sea. I can cook, I will cook the fish and put it on a dish.
and watch you eat it. And let's say we were making love on your roof. I would stamp four times with my hoof. One, two, three. And don't worry about your ceiling caving in, 'cause I'd get some sheetrock and coveralls and put it back up again. Then rear up on my hind legs and go stand by a wall in the rain. You're looking at it, babe.
carnival is what she said. $100 make it dark inside. 16 men on a dead man's chest. And I've been drinking from a broken cup. Two pairs of pants and a mohair vest. Full of bourbon and I can't stand up. Hey little bird, fly away home. House is on fire and the children are alone. Hey little bird, fly away home. House is on fire and the children.
Funky, funky, funky horse. Doing a funky. in cowboy tie. I'm gonna wander out yonder so far and wide till I find a romance to try. Yippee-yi, yippee-yay, I'm on my way. Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, all set to go. I'm gonna straddle my saddle and ride, ride, ride till I let go some cowboy's
mountain, laughing at the cares of the world below. We swam wildest of rivers, even where the fish would fear to go. Together, riding fence around the sunburned land. Sorrows came my way, but Quinto was my comfort and my friend. On sorrows past and gone. Quinto, my little pony, friend of friends in the days when we both were young.
Dallas, a club in New Orleans. Diamonds on my fingers, silk imported clothes. I can tell a fast train by the way she blows. Don't give me no plastic saddle. Let me feel the leather when I ride. Don't give me no pink powder woman. This boy likes to feel the hide. False eyelashes and a false foundation, I may build your pride. But don't give me no plastic saddle, gal. I like to feel the leather when I ride, yeah. The man about town, never look for nothing that I ain't found. Ain't always right, but I ain't never wrong. I know the words to the tune before you sing the song. Don't give me no plastic saddle, I like to feel the leather when I ride. Don't give me no pink powder, gal. This boy likes to feel the high. Well, them false eyelashes and that false foundation may appeal to your pride. Don't give me no plastic saddle, I like to feel the leather. Build your pride, but I don't want no plastic saddle. I like to feel the leather when I ride, yeah, yeah. Listen, oh, give me some plastic. I love it, hey, hey, yeah. You wanna hear what that sounds like, fellas? Let's go listen to that. We'll be right back.
the great big He-Man, of great big capital G-Man. Don't go in for parlor games or dancing around with pretty dames. When I feel sad and sobby, I find my greatest hobby riding hobby horses in the park. Hey, hey, I take my boots and saddle. Oh, how I love to straddle riding hobby horses in the park. In the park, in the park, riding hobby horses in the park. Can I do tricks and cowboy? I'm just a city cowboy riding hobby horses in the park. I like to ride the mild ones. I like to tame the wild ones riding hobby horses in the park. Hey, hey, I'm just a bronco buster. I make them shake their duster riding hobby horses in the park. Giddy up, giddy up. We don't have to stop for any cop. No, the girls all think I'm classy. I lasso every lassie riding hobby horses in the park.
Cowboy and a pony. Then somehow the pony got tied up by his tail, so how could the cowboy ride if he had no tail? It's not possible for ponies to ride if they have no tail, isn't that right? This cowboy tried to ride the pony, but he threw him off his back because his tail was tied up. But it was really his fault because he should have untied his tail to begin with. So that proves it doesn't pay to ride a horse by his tail or a pony, because horses and ponies, they're kind of dignified animals, aren't they? You can't pull a horse by its tail, you know, because that was, in effect, what he was doing. He must have touched his tail when he tried to get up and it threw him off his back. Don't pull a horse by his tail, or you'll live to rue it some other day.